The also-rans and the running alsos. The Romney inevitability starts to shift into a whodunit, or who's gonna do it. The number two on the number one's ticket, even before the delegates are cold. Vice presidential politics on this Monday, April 9th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Monday morning, everyone. I'm telling you, we are jumping the gun on this vice presidential sweepstakes with our good friend Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. Hopefully you're not jumping the shark.
I don't think we have to jump the shark. It's a real suspenseful question. I think it's an actually legitimate question. We're going to talk about it with Todd Zwillick right at the top of the hour. No more pennies from Canada, it turns out. What does that mean? A little mystery there. A retracing of the route of the Titanic and a new HBO show called Girls. And if you're a parent out there, parental guidance suggested. You're talking about a conversation which started on our listener response network about a time when you've bet your whole life on a move to another city. What did it get you? Where did you learn? About 6 months after college, I moved from Philadelphia to Boulder, Colorado for a guy. The biggest mistake, I put my dreams on hold for his. Now I'm back in the East Coast in New York City and engaged to a man whose dreams correspond with mine. That was my lesson. She didn't give her name, though. But thanks so much for sharing. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
The situation appears to be deteriorating in and around Syria. Officials in Turkey say Syrian forces fired upon a refugee camp across the border inside Turkey today and wounded at least three people, including a Turkish interpreter. Our partners at the BBC, meanwhile, are reporting Syrian rebels have rejected a new demand from the government that they guarantee in writing to stop the fighting. Syria made that demand yesterday, less than 48 hours before a ceasefire is scheduled to go into effect. Officials in Damascus also say foreign governments had to promise to stop funding the rebels.
North Korea about to launch a missile. Foreign reporters say all three stages of a long-range rocket are in place, and that suggests North Korea will launch their rocket within the next week or so. The U.S. has said the launch will violate a ban on missile activity. But North Korean officials tell CNN there's nothing to worry about. They say the rocket will be carrying a simple observation satellite.
Look for yourselves with your own eyes. Then you can judge whether it's a ballistic missile or whether it's a launch vehicle to put a satellite. That's why we have invited you to this launch site.
Intelligence officials in South Korea, meanwhile, say they've seen dirt piling up near the mouth of a new tunnel in northeastern North Korea. They think it's evidence that the North is making plans for a third nuclear test.
Here at home, two men have been arrested for the shooting rampage that left three African-American men dead and two others wounded in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Friday. Police say race may have been a factor in the case. One of the suspects is white. The other is Native American. Police say his father was killed 2 years ago by a black man. In medical news, the FDA has approved a test that can detect Alzheimer's disease in the brain of a living person. The new test could help physicians diagnose Alzheimer's when a patient begins showing signs of memory problems. The test is expected to become available in about 2 months.
In sports, the Masters golf tournament ended in dramatic fashion yesterday. Bubba Watson was in the woods. He was 145 yards out, but his hook put the ball just 10 feet from the hole. He went on to beat Louis Westhuizen. And
neither of whom were anywhere in the top in the first 3 days of play.
I mean, Bubba had like birdies all down the back nine, something like that. It was absolutely amazing. And there was a double eagle, a historic double eagle.
There was,
in the tournament
absolutely.
As well.
At the movies, Hunger Games was number one in the U.S. and Canada for the third weekend in a row. It sold an estimated $33.5 million in tickets. The sequel to American Pie called American Reunion finished second, and the 3D version of Titanic came in third. In the markets, Asian markets are down. European markets are mixed. Futures are down as well. The Dow starts at 13,060, the S&P at 1398, the NASDAQ at 3080.
And you're responding to that conversation that was started on our listener response network about when you bet your whole life to move to another city. Why did you go? What did you learn? You know how to reach us. Be a part of our network. Text the word START to 69866. That's START 69866. Later on the show, we're going to look ahead to the week's top news in our weekly agenda. But first, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick and our resident Washington historian takes on the GOP vice presidential candidates, the history, what's at stake, the strategy, all coming right up.
And NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.